For the people of North Waziristan, Pakistan, drone surveillance and drone attacks are common. Our next guest, Malik Jalal, has experienced so many attacks that he is convinced that he's been put on a U.S. and U.K. list targeting individuals in Afghanistan and Pakistan. In 2011, after a drone strike killed over 40 people in Waziristan, Jalal, along with other tribal elders of the North Waziristan Peace Committee, stated they would take, quote, blood revenge against Americans. Also, they said they would support suicide attacks. Jalal is in England this week on the invitation of the former director of public prosecutions there to plead for his name to be removed from the kill list. He wants the West to know directly the consequences of drone warfare. And with the translation of his lawyer, Shahzad Akbar, we spoke with Jalal about his situation.
It was back in 2010 when I suspected that I am the target of the drone strike.
How did you know that? What happened that made you feel that it was you who was the target?
It was between Madakhel and Datakhel. These are two villages in Waziristan, and I was traveling from Madakhel to Datakhel, and there was a similar SUV just behind my SUV, same color, same make, and it was targeted right behind me. It blew up the back of my car as well. And the people who died in the other SUV, they were laborers and ordinary people from my village. And then I suspected, because the vehicles were similar, so maybe perhaps I was the target. And later, when I was just amiss in other targets, in other strikes, then I realized that the first one was that one. And then later, in other strikes, I was targeted as well.
How many drone strikes do you think have targeted you that you know of?
You know, I have been in... At the scene of many drone strikes, if I remember correctly, it was around 27, 28 drone strikes. But there were about four strikes specifically in which I believe I was the target and I just missed by a few minutes or seconds.
How do you know you're on the list? You say it in your writing as though you know it for sure. Have you seen the list?
Well, I haven't seen the list because it's a secret, and I don't think anyone has seen that list other than few people. After my suspicion, I was confirmed by some Afghans who were coming into our areas, and that I knew because of my position being a very senior Malik and tribal elder in our area. They informed me that Americans are after me and they would like to eliminate me in drone strikes because of my role in North Waziristan Peace Committee and also my strong opposition to their drone strikes and gathering the civilians to fight the legal battle against United States. So all these confirmations just reaffirmed my belief.
I'm just wondering how security let you on a plane to London. I mean, if you're on a kill list, you've got to be on a no-fly list.
I know for sure, I'm 100% sure I'm on some sort of list. And if I'm wrong, U.S. can just tell me I'm not on that list so that I can live in peace. I had no trouble because I had an invitation from United Kingdom by Lord Ken MacDonald. And on that invitation, I was given visa. And then after that, it took a while to get the visa. But once I got the visa and I've come here and I've been received very well by people here and the MPs that I've met. And I'm very thankful to them for that.
What have the drones done to civilian life in Pakistan?
It had a great impact on lives of people in Waziristan because that is where the drones were concentrated over the years. Majority of people in Waziristan are poor people. It became extremely difficult for them to earn their living after the drone war started. There was no trade that was being done because anyone from outside was afraid to come to Waziristan, and so you would not have much trade going on. It had a huge psychological impact on almost everyone, women, children, elderly, adults, by living constantly under that buzzing noise. And it was just like living in an area where you are bound to your houses and you're not even safe there. A lot of people had to migrate out of Waziristan because of the fear and the constant presence of drones. I myself, along with my family, moved 2 years ago out of Waziristan because I was afraid that in order to kill me, they might end up killing my children as well. And my son, he was unable to sleep during the nights and he would not go to school. And every time I'll tell him to go to school, he would argue drones target madrasas and schools as well, so I might get killed, so I can't go to school.
Do you think you have the right to call for suicide bombings to avenge the drone strikes that you've witnessed?
Well, first of all, I really condemn any sort of violence, and I have personally witnessed 27 drone strikes myself where I've gone to the scene and collected body parts. But what really triggered all that was the strike in 2011 on the Jirga, which, other than dozens of people that were killed, four of my colleagues who I grew up with, and they were the senior tribal elders who were negotiating peace between two rival tribes, they were killed, and I collected their body parts, and there was an extreme anger among the people of the village and people of those two tribes, and they wanted to avenge and do all sorts of things against Americans. And what I said to them, that you should not cross the border, you should not go there. If there is any revenge to be taken from the Americans, we the elders take upon us to send out any suicide bombers. But this was never the intention. I have never and will never resort to any sort of such violence.
But you threaten to, and people are going to take you seriously if you're from the village elders in North Waziristan. I mean, that's a place where people are pretty active.
I think that is the reason for this all misunderstanding, because that press conference probably was taken very seriously by United States, and maybe that is the reason they put me on the list. Over the time when my feeling of being targeted got confirmed, then I have now come to United Kingdom, and I'm bringing a case against United States government as well to take my name out, because I'm presenting myself for any sort of clarification, and it's the United States now that has to come and question me.
Malik Jalal is a leader of the North Waziristan on Peace Committee, who claims to be on a joint U.S.-UK drone kill list. U.S. and U.K. intelligence agencies have yet to respond to our requests to comment on Jalal's claims.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.